In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom recaps the strong first quarter export results for U.S. pork and beef and says the outlook for 2020 remains strong despite recent disruptions to the supply chain.
Pork was up 40% for the quarter versus a year ago. Beef was up 9%. This included very good growth on pork and beef variety meat. We saw a shift, obviously, away from food service and more into the retail segment. And of course, we saw more of a shift onto the online home delivery formats. But it's interesting, while we're still in the midst of the COVID-19 lockdown in most of the U.S., we are seeing a shift out of it in Asia. Markets like Taiwan, Hong Kong, and China have actually been out of the lockdowns now for almost 2 months. Korea and Vietnam have been out of it for a few weeks, and our largest market, Japan, had some relaxations this week on 39 of the 47 prefectures, and the rest of them will be open by the end of May. So we're seeing a shift back into food service demand in the Asian markets. It's not back to normal, but it's slow but steady progress. Quarter one, beef and pork exports were not significantly impacted by the supply chain disruptions, but we fully expect that we will be impacted, though, in the second quarter, especially the last part of April and into the first half of May. But our outlook for 2020 continues to remain very positive, in part because of improvements in market access. The U.S.-Japan agricultural agreement, we are definitely seeing positive impacts. If it wasn't the largest deal ever made for U.S. beef and pork, it's one of the largest, and we're now on a level playing field vis-a-vis our competition. China-U.S. Phase 1 agreement, same situation. We're seeing benefit already. Dramatic growth on the pork side, fueled by shortages surrounding African swine fever and the domestic herd in China. But the agreement benefited pork as well. Now, on the beef side, I don't think we've fully seen the reflection of the positives here. We will see that starting in the second quarter and into the third quarter.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.